Hey, this is Billy Joel from Green Day, and you're listening to Mabel Syndrome.
It sucks, I still think Mabel Shay's the bomb.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Mabel Syndrome podcast. I am here with my favorite co-Mabel, as always, Kristen. How are you, lady?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was just thinking, this is the first time we've recorded at night in a while. Usually we've only been able to catch up in the daytime.
That's true. And I'm a little bit more tired.
Yeah.
I need to get into this. I'm like, I know, I'm always tired.
Well, I was laughing because yesterday we recorded a podcast with Elena. So that episode will come out for everybody to hear. She's a Mabel Syndrome fan and contributor and graphic designer and photographer. She's this all-around amazing girl. But we recorded with her yesterday, and I think we recorded at like 10:30 a.m. my time. And so I was like, I'm going to make a big pot of coffee and have all this coffee like set up beside me for our recording. Because it's the morning time, so you don't drink. And so I set my coffee pot and the grinder went off and the beeper went off to be like, hey, the coffee's ready for you for the podcast. And I went over and it had been plugged. So basically this light brown water just poured into the coffee pot. So I ended up drinking during the podcast yesterday morning.
Wait, how did it get plugged?
Well, I have a grinder on the top. So every time I make a pot of coffee, it grinds for every pot. And the part that the grind, the coffee grounds go down into the basket.
Yeah, yeah.
Was blocked with
maybe one big
bean I hadn't cleaned
that
it
didn't
well
get
enough.
Ground or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I was
what did you drink?
It. And then I drank two ciders yesterday morning while we were recording.
We couldn't see you. Oh, you had to turn off your camera because you weren't getting very good internet connection with us, so you turned off your camera so I couldn't see that you were drinking.
And then the conversation just got, we just kept talking, so it didn't come up, but I thought it would be funny to tell you that today.
Are you drinking now?
Yes.
What are you drinking?
It's nighttime. I'm drinking, they're called Sucking Lemons, and they're like a cider or a cooler or whatever. And
apple cider or a lemon cider?
I guess so. It's like a vodka cooler.
Oh.
But this one's lemon flavored, and I drink them because they're good, but they're also 7%. They're more than a...
Yeah, yeah.
Is
it super sugary, or is it a seltzer vodka thing?
There's no calorie count on it. But it's the ingredients are carbonated water, vodka, sugar, and then potassium, and that's it. So it's just a flavored water with,
it's a cocktail. It's like a cocktail.
Yeah.
It's a canned cocktail. I think that sounds delicious.
It's actually, I think you would like them. They're not super sweet. So
yeah,
that's sounds what I'm good. Drinking.
I've decided that hard liquor is my thing. Beer,
that makes me so happy to hear.
And I don't know, it just fills me up. And then I had to drink so many of the, I don't know, it's just, I love a good, but the problem is I love beer. I love a good tasting beer. So, but that's not my alcohol. And wine gives me a headache and it's too sugary. Yep. And I'm not a wine person, but hard alcohol is perfect for me. And I don't know why it took me 40 years to figure this out, but.
That makes me so happy. I'm so proud.
Well, I think it's because and I have to credit you for that discovery.
Well, because I hard liquor is generally what my favorite, but my other really good friend Jenny, she and I are always commiserating about being fat. And we're always okay, Monday we're gonna start, and then we start and then we stop, and then just so we decided that May is our last chance to lose any weight or make any improvements on our bodies physically before the summer. If we don't do it in May, we're fucked.
Right.
Just game over. Just throw in the towel. So the day after tomorrow is May 1st, and we're gonna, like, we've got all these plans, as we always do.
Wait, but, let, like, me hear your plans.
Well, like, I got my mountain bike back here now, so, and I got all my gear, so I'm gonna ride my bike, and...
Have you yet, since you've gotten it?
No, but I had no brakes. I had no brakes, and I had no helmet, so...
Okay.
Now I have my pads and my helmet, and my brakes are fixed. And there's some trails in the neighboring town we're gonna go check out, but... And it's just, like, eating healthy, basically, but...
Yeah.
To jumpstart... Excuse me, did you just hear me burp? Oh, horrible. Yeah. I'm that girl on the podcast. So to jumpstart it, I decided that I'm only going to drink straight vodka as my diet plan.
Awesome.
I broke the rule tonight for the cider, but that's because I ran out of vodka. Yet. I ran out of vodka.
Don't run out of vodka in May.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
So just, like, vodka on the rocks with a little bit of lemon, and I'm like... saving calories because I like Caesars.
You're not even
going to
put seltzer in it?
No, just vodka on the rocks.
Oh my God, that's disgusting. You have to at least do vodka soda.
Vodka on the rocks with lemon or lime. Ugh. It's amazing how quick you get used to it.
Oh God, that sounds terrible.
I feel like I was thinking it's before we started recording this. I was like, this is going to be an old school podcast recording because... Remember when we first started how much I would drink when we were recording? I feel like tonight's that night. This is like hashtag old school Mabel syndrome.
Totally.
And by old school, it's like
old school a talking year and about a half ago. Talking about what Jessica's eating and drinking.
Exactly. Okay, so speaking of old.
Yes. Me? Talk about me?
Well, no, I just was going to say both of us because I recently had my birthday. And I was super sick with it, with, like, old person affliction.
Right. You were sick on your birthday.
So sick. I had, like, this 9-day bout of a horrible kidney infection and kidney stones and super old. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that. It's just, but I'm better now. But I was going to say, being old and old school, I found an article online today about 10... most anticipated punk rock releases of 2018. Okay?
Okay.
And I was like, great. I can't wait to, like, read about, like, these what's it gonna and be? Talk about them. Okay. So I went through the whole 10.
Yeah.
And I only know 3 of the bands. What the fuck?
Wait, let's see. I want to see how many I know. Tell me.
Okay. I'm going to go. Okay. I got the website pulled up. And, okay. I mean, I don't even... What the fuck's this website? Consequence of Sound? Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, I have heard of it.
Okay, well, apparently
they're...
I'm not
like an avid follower, but I have heard of it.
Okay, so if we go to the top 10 most anticipated punk albums of 2018. The first one...
2018's already half over. But okay.
When did this get released? Okay, they released it in January, apparently.
You just found an article from January.
Yeah. Okay.
You dork.
The first band is called Ought. O-U-G-H-T.
Oh. Okay. Don't know them.
Okay.
I ought to, though.
Right? Amazing. Mm-hmm. The second band is Superchunk.
Nope.
Okay. Third band is called The Men.
Nope.
Then we have Titus Andronicus.
Nope.
Acid Dad.
Nope, but he sounds fun.
Nope. Okay, let's go to page 2. That's what I was on page 1. Page 1, I was the exact same, but then we got to page 2 and I was like, okay. Okay. Next up, War on Women.
Sweet.
We know them well.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, right on. The next band is titled Thick.
Thick. Don't know them.
Me neither, but the picture is of 3 girls, so I think we need to investigate further.
Oh, sweet. It better not be dudes called Thick with 3 girls on the cover.
Oh, that would piss me the fuck off.
Right? That would be horrible.
Let's see. Brooklyn, power punk trio, Thick. Let's see what it says. The groups. Okay. Doesn't say anything about male or female. The next band is called Hot Snakes.
Hot Snakes? Yep. That is so 80s power chord rock.
Yeah.
That is like spandex and long hair.
Oops. Sorry, I just dropped my mic. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
My bad. They're called Garage Punk in the write-up. Reviver.
Okay,
which
know
we
them.
Know.
Mm-hmm.
The Distillers, obviously. Mm-hmm. We know them. So 3 out of 10, we know, right?
Yeah. Wait, so Thick... Fuck. Okay, I just found out Thick is 3 women.
Oh, okay.
Nikki, Sherry, and Kate.
And
they look...
They,
yeah.
They blend late 90s pop punk with sloppy garage riffs and a dash of millennial... I don't even know how to say that next word.
Give it a shot.
Ennui? E-N-N-U-I? What the fuck word is that?
Ennui? Like, Inuit? Or like an innuendo? Like an like a little bit? I don't know.
Millennial ennui. Ugh.
That's funny.
Fuck. So yeah. Kidney infections for my birthday and not knowing any of the new punk albums coming out in 2018.
Right. Oh, man. That's crazy.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm going to research them.
Okay. We should decide
maybe they're not
which
punk.
Of those...
Maybe they're not punk.
Are they... Maybe they're pop punk?
Maybe they're millennial ennui and we just don't need to know about them.
Maybe. I don't know. That's really funny.
Maybe.
We should,
you know who's
going to
know about
out.
Every single one of these bands?
Who?
Jay.
Sal.
Jay will be like, oh yeah, 10 out of 10.
No, Jay.
And
Jay
Sal.
Sal will. He'll be like, ugh. I can't fucking believe they got put on this tour or that tour and we didn't. Which is true.
They have millennial ennui, so...
Right. Maybe that Rebuilder needs more of that.
Millennial ennui.
Yeah.
Sounds... I like it. It's fun to
Maybe
say.
Maybe we need more of that.
Apparently, we need more millennial ennui.
Yeah. Speaking of that, though, we just hit 1,000 followers on Instagram.
That's crazy.
It's super crazy. Remember when we were like, we have 10! We have 10 people who like us.
Yeah, like when we first... started our Instagram and how funny it was.
Yeah.
That just reminded me. So I'm going to open it while we're talking here. I'm going to scroll through our Instagram and go back to like our first couple photos and see how many people liked our first like 5 photos.
Oh, that's funny. But you know what else is funny is like, you were like, let's do a celebrating our 1K followers thing. And I'm still so self-deprecating that I'm like, no, we can't because... like 20 people could unfollow us today and we look like super dorks because we won't
have 1K.
I thought
that was so smart. When you said that, I was like, that's really smart. I would have been like, we would have hit 1,001 followers and I would have been like, yeah. Well, we're at
I was like, we need a buffer.
Now.
Okay. Is that even enough of a buffer? I don't know. I'm like, 40 people could unfollow us today and I don't know.
Okay. So we got... So our very first, I just pulled it up. So our very first Instagram post.
Yeah.
8 people like it. And of those 8 people,
do we
one
know
of them
all?
Is me. One of them is me. one of them is Chris Kraser. Chris Kraser. Yeah. One of them is Jay.
Yeah.
And, oh, one of them is San Diego Punk. They've been following us since day one.
Holy shit. That's awesome.
That's really cool to see.
They've been great.
Oh, our second Instagram got 6 likes. Oh, we're at 10. Oh, 4, 6.
What was our first big one?
Oh, we got... 14, 15 on a picture of Tim Timebomb, one of them being me, so technically 12. So that's our first so Instagram funny. Post was May 10th, 2016.
You know what our biggest one, I remember our biggest one was the one when I met NoFX, or when I went to the NoFX book signing, And I remember because I think Melvin either commented or liked it or something. And we were like, oh, my God.
Holy shit. So this is cool to see because our very first Instagram post was May 10th, 2016. So our 2-year Instagram birthdays in like 11 days.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's cool.
That, I mean, that's pretty much our 2-year anniversary. Maybe that, that should be the date that we celebrate our anniversary because we don't really have a date that we started. So maybe that's our date. I think
that's a great idea. May 10th.
May 10th. Okay.
And our very first Instagram post was the cover of the Goldfinger album.
Mabel. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Of course.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
Which actually brings me to the fact that, like, we are kind of, we are expanding and we are bringing in other women contributors and things. And one of the emails I got from a woman was like, I first, you know, when I even first saw the name Mabel Syndrome, like, you had me at the name Mabel Syndrome. She's like, ugh. I have a dog. I name my dog Mabel. I love that song so much. And so that was really cool. But yeah, we, you know, we put out a call, like, recently to say, do any women want to write for us or take pictures for us or do interviews or like just contribute in any way just to have, you know, deeper, like a deeper pool of people helping us out. And you know, one of the reasons that we wanted to start this is to empower other women fans of punk rock to say, like, you can have a voice, you can have a, there is a place for us in the scene. And
yeah,
so. And then we, you know, and we've done call outs for help before and they weren't, we didn't get that much. But this time we got so many awesome women that want to help us out. And I'm, and like legit photographers and writers and like just super smart, legit, amazing women. And I, like, I couldn't be more excited about it.
It's pretty crazy to, like, I was thinking about this the other day too, when we put out the past like call out to say like, hey, does anybody want to join us and help us out? And you know, like one or two, maybe three people, but there's literally like 20 women that are like contacting us to contribute. And this weekend we had Sarah do an Instagram takeover, and who else did an Instagram takeover?
Danielle.
So and they both did an amazing job. They both kicked ass. And it was really funny because if you look at our Instagram story, it was, they were uploading at the same time. So it'd be like back to the beach and then like Taco Fest and then back to the beach and then the Taco Fest. It was like back and forth, back and forth. I think they did a really great job.
Yeah, they did. I feel bad because I didn't even think until the day before that I should have tried to get Sarah a press pass. And I mean, like we just need to get our shit together in terms of some of the, but like, now, if we're going to have 20 women working for us, like, we need to have a legit system and a legit, like, like, this is going to become something, you know, not just us, like, fiddling around and, like, recording when we can and just, you know, whatever. Like, if we're going to have people really helping us, like, and, you know, and that made me realize that because she's like, I'm going to this festival. I'll try to get pictures from the crowd. And I'm like, why the fuck didn't I get you a press pass? Like, I should have done that, you know? And and then she had that great idea for the ticket giveaway. Because I don't even remember buying the ticket for it. I think it was one of those things where I was like, holy shit, Back to the Beach Festival, like, tickets go on sale tomorrow. And I was like, done, I'm going. Like, somehow I'm going to get my ass to California and go to this thing because the lineup is insane.
And I know.
So I must have just bought a ticket that day and I didn't even remember until Friday. And it was like, here's your ticket for Back to the Beach. And I was like, what? I don't remember buying a ticket for Back to the Beach. And then Sarah had this awesome idea to do like a ticket giveaway, which was a great idea, but we just did it at the last minute.
See, I feel like I'm going to do that with my punk rock bowling ticket because I'm not going to sell it. Like, it's, have you sold yours?
I sold mine. Yeah.
Fuck. Really? Maybe I'm not trying hard
enough. You have to go on the, I can't remember. I think I sold it for a little less than I bought it for. Not much less. But I went on the punk rock bowling, like, Facebook page.
Well, maybe if I can't sell it, I'll do a giveaway.
Yeah.
Because it just sucks to have it, you know. I'm going to try and sell it because I need the money. I need the money.
Yeah. You should try to sell it. But I'll tell you where and how I did it. I didn't realize you hadn't sold it yet. I figured you did.
No. I've only tried, like, once. Okay. I should probably try again.
Probably.
Probably. Do we have anything else to catch up about? We don't really have a whole lot, but we just really, we haven't released an episode of us for a really long time. And I just, you know.
Yeah.
Basically, this is just like a quick catch up and saying hi to everybody and saying we have lots of stuff on the horizon. Don't give up on us. Life is really hard and we're trying our best.
Yeah, exactly. We're really trying. Yeah. For, I mean, and people don't always realize that, like, people don't, we don't get paid for this. Like,
We spend money every month.
Yeah, we spend money to do this, which is ridiculous. So, I mean, if we, like, we have jobs and we have families and we have all these other things that are clearly the priority. And so if
major crisis.
Yeah.
Crises.
old lady kidney problems, infections. Yeah. Hospital visits, like legit life things going on. So if we don't get to record, you know, it's not that we don't want to, like, it's just really hard to find the time. And, but we have some really cool things in the works. We have really cool interviews. We have really cool contributors. I have a couple fun shows coming up. I get to see at this tiny punk rock club in Boston, I get to see Dr. Frank and Even in Blackouts. And I can't remember, Mikey Erg, right? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
And,
which I don't know if everybody knows, but I cry at face to face shows, and I cried when I saw Even in Blackouts and Dr. Frank. So the fact that you're getting to go to the show is pretty huge to me. So
it's awesome.
I'm really excited for you.
Thank you. I'm really excited. So Even in Blackouts, maybe people don't know. I mean, we've talked about it before, but Even in Blackouts is John Jughead Pearson of Screeching Weasel. It's his band, and he plays with Liz. What's her last name?
Do you know? Brain fart.
I know.
Eldridge. Liz Eldridge.
Liz Eldridge. And
who has the most insane voice.
Yeah, she really does. It's like angelic. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. You know who she reminds me? She reminds me of Dolores, the lead singer from the Cranberries.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, you're right. Yep.
Power.
Mm-hmm. Power, but also...
melodic, like...
Right, I was just going to say melody. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't... yeah. And Dr. Frank will be singing solo, which I love anyways. Like, just him singing his songs up there with a guitar is, like, so much fun.
Yeah.
And then what else do I have? Oh, well, Punk and Drublic is coming to Massachusetts, so that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it for me. And what do you have Pennywise? No, I'm sorry.
No, I've got Mighty Mighty Bosstones coming up. And then I just saw today that Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day, his, like, solo project, is it called Longshot? Longview? Longshot. I haven't, like... researched it or heard it or anything, but I've talked before about being a Billy Joe fan and Green Day fan and stuff, and I just actually saw today on Instagram that he's going to be playing a show in Vancouver, so I would love to get to see that one. So it's a little bit further for me to go, but the Bosstones is my official next show. So
okay, so are you gonna
which
try to
I gotta say for Bosstones
yeah
I am.
You should try to interview...
Bosstones is a bucket list.
Yeah.
I would interview anybody. Bosstones are a very much a bucket list show for me. And this is because when I was a teenager, I was put into a... No, I wasn't put. I put myself into a situation where I felt like I was... dying, even though I wasn't, but my brain made me think so. So without, like, further outing myself what was happening
wait,
at the time.
A little bit more. What? Were you under some substance that made you feel like you were dying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were in a bad mental state because of some substance.
Yeah. Like bad. Okay. Like take me to the hospital now. And my friends being like, no. That won't help you.
Yeah.
And one of my best friends, Tinny, he like rolled up in his Cutlass, like his big old gangster car, and they threw me in the back seat and they put on the Bosstones and they drove me around and around and around town listening to the Bosstones. And it just like pulled me out of this horrible situation. And I always to this day credit, I'm like, the Boston saved my life that night.
That's awesome.
So it's a plus pretty big deal show.
That,
and
plus having a friend with a fucking gangster cutlass that like drives you around for hours.
And that's and he's going to go to the Boston show with me.
That's amazing. Yeah. Everybody needs a friend like that.
Yeah. Yay, Tammy.
I mean, we don't in our 40s, but in our 20s, we definitely, everyone had and needed a friend like that.
Or when you're 16.
Yeah. Especially when you're 16.
Especially when you're 16 and your parents are out of town.
Yeah. Especially.
Especially. Sorry, parents, if you're listening to this. But I think that they know the story by now. And they'd probably be like, sweet, Tinny, you're a good guy.
Yeah. They'd be like, I'm sure even then they knew Tinny was a good guy. Like, he just is a good guy.
He's been part of my family for a long time.
So they're like, Jessica, if you can hang with anyone this weekend, just hang with Tinny. He will take care of you. You might go off and do something stupid, but he will find you again and take care of you and drive you around in his cutlass.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Solid. One of my major, last, like, major personal, like, situations that I went through. The day that it happened, he came to my house, he picked me up, he drove me to his house. I spent the night on his floor, and I was like, I'm not hungry, I can't eat. And he went to the store and he bought a frozen pizza, a jar of pickles, and chocolate ice cream.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's a good friend.
He's a good guy. So, right? Not to get into his situation, but last I knew, he was dating somebody.
Yes, yeah, so he's not.
Okay. So he is single. So my point just is that if there's a girl out there that wants like a fucking amazing guy who will drive you around in his cutlass all hours of the night, who will go to the store and buy you a frozen pizza and pickles and chocolate ice cream, like, he is your man. And if you happen to live in Canada, on the western side of Canada, you got to look up. You got to hit up Jessica for her friend's info, because he is a keeper. Like, he's the nicest guy.
He's a keeper. And he mountain bikes. And he loves punk rock. Yeah. And he's funny. He's like a super nerd.
He does say sorry and a lot.
You know what else he says? He always says type thing. You know, it's like a serious type thing. Or, you know, it's like a really funny type thing. Or a really hungry type thing. Or a really tired type thing.
That's hilarious. I've never heard that. I mean, I've heard it, but I've never heard a person that's their thing.
That's a Ryan Tinney type thing.
That's a Ryan Tinney type thing. I like it.
Oh my God, I can't wait till he listens to this.
I know. That's funny.
Should we wrap up? Was that... How long have you been recording for? I don't know. I'm not trying to be professional. Does it feel like, are we ending looking at the time. Conversation?
I don't know what else. I can edit this out anyways, but what else do we have to talk about?
I definitely feel like you leave this in.
I've been going through.
Save yourself the time. Don't edit.
I've been going through our material because we're going to do like a bloopers thing. And So I'm trying to put together all of our bloopers, and then we can talk about each one.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I know. It's going to be
basically
awesome.
The whole episode from 350 where we talk about only food. That's like
basically season one. One blooper. Basically season one.
It's a season one type thing.
Oh, unprofessional? Yeah, it's a season one type thing.
Oh, I feel like we're getting way more professional. Like, I've got my laundry basket desk on my bed set up. Like, it's dialed in now.
Oh, that's so
if
funny.
If we end today's episode, what song should we end with today?
Oh my God, I don't know.
Should we end it with one of Tinny's favorites?
What is he like?
He's got a pretty wide so when I think of Ryan Tinney and like growing up with him, and it would be Mustard Plug,
Oh, cool.
The Queers, or I would say Mustard Plug or the Queers. I would say. Oh, he also is a huge fan of Pulley.
Oh, we haven't done Pulley.
Okay, let's do a Pulley song from the album Esteem Driven Engine. We'll pick one.
Yes.
Because that's one of his favorite albums. So let's do that.
It's one of mine, too.
Awesome. So I don't know what song. We'll pick the song later. Okay. We'll pick the song later, but we're going to leave you with the Pulley song.
I like Eyes Wide Open, Cashed In.
Let's do Cashed In.
Okay.
Okay, so we're leaving you today with Pulley, Cashed In from the album Steam Driven Engine. A la Ryan Tinney. Thanks
Shout
for saving
out.
My
it's
life.
A Ryan Tinney type thing. Ryan
Tinney type thing.
Type thing.
Yeah. And if you're still listening to today's episode, can you go to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast business and give us a rating and share with your friends and just, you know... Like
tell
us
people
publicly.
About us because we don't spend money on advertising. So the only way people will find out about the Mabel Syndrome podcast is from you. So go tell 5 people.
Right? Ryan Tinney, right? If Ryan Tinney doesn't share this on his fucking Facebook, he's in trouble.
Seriously. And
seriously.
Bring me fucking ice cream. I need chocolate ice cream.
Oh, Ben and Jerry's chocolate therapy is what he
Except
buys.
Except not in the month of May for you.
Oh, fuck May. Okay.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know.
That's okay.
It's that time.
I just want my pants. I just want my shorts to fit.
Exactly.
I put on a pair of shorts the other day, and my mom was here, and she looked at me, and she was like, so this isn't a good thing. She's like, are you wearing those out of the house? And I was like, no, I just needed something to put on after the shower. And she was like, oh, good. And I'm like, oh shit! If my mom,
yeah,
is saying something, and they're a pair of shorts I wore all last summer.
Oh,
so if my mom's saying something, definitely, yeah. I'm on my May is a serious thing.
Yeah, well, I'm really uncomfortable. I just put on some shorts too that were like not if it's tight in the waist, like it's not comfortable. It's horrible.
You work out. You're so hot.
But I eat like crazy. So, and they always say abs are made in the kitchen. Have you heard that?
Oh, fuck the kitchen. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can do crunches. I can work out. I can run, but I fucking eat like shit. So.
You know what else is made in the kitchen?
Food.
Really good pasta.
Chocolate,
potato chips,
ice cream.
Chocolate, ice cream. Fuck. Okay. Yeah. This is turning into a whole blooper episode type thing.
I know.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to leave you with Pulley. What's all?
Cashed In.
Cashed In from Steam Driven Engine. Thanks for listening. And bye.
Bye. See ya.
Bye. Question mark. Bye. Yeah.